KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The patience of Guadaguza residents is wearing thin after enduring multiple electricity outages since early December. Some communities have gone 3 days or longer without power. They say they've had to throw out food while their appliances are also bearing the brunt of the constant supply interruptions. Dion Fulyun from the Dolphin Coast Ratepayers Association says business and local tourism have also taken a knock because of the outages.
Obviously, a big impact on residents, which is our primary market or our primary concern, but we're very involved with the business community as well. And as you know, we're a big tourism destination. So guest houses, people actually left early, people had bad experience and said they won't return. And then obviously the cost and the impact on business has been significant. I think our biggest concern has been the lack of information and the lack of feedback from the municipality.
The municipality says substations serving the southern network areas have been experiencing various issues, including voltage transformer failures, cable blows and overloading. It says the deputy mayor is out this afternoon to check on repairs to the latest cable fault, apparently the fifth such incident since Monday. Technicians are said to be working around the clock to fix the problems. KZN MEC for Transport and Human Settlements, Sponiso Duma, says prolonged rainfall has affected construction of new projects and worsened the condition of roads. The MEC spokesperson, Ndabezi Nhlesibiya, says the department has received calls, photos and videos from communities that are isolated and battling to access schools, hospitals and socioeconomic centres. He says the MEC is inspecting damage in Etegwini today and will visit Freyheit next week.
Equally, as we move communities to new houses, a long list of residents without houses is increasing following the destruction of their houses. As the department, we offer to be on the side of affected communities during this period, working with other departments and other spheres of government.
Police say they've arrested the suspected ringleaders of illegal mining at Stilfontein in the northwest. There have been allegations of torture, assault, starvation and murder of illegal miners at the abandoned gold mine. The arrests were made between Monday and yesterday after some miners resurfaced from the shaft 11 and apparently identified the suspects. The police's Atlenda Mate says 87 bodies have been recovered since the operation started.
From the 18th of August 2024 up until now, a total of 1,907 illegal miners have resurfaced. In terms of nationalities, we have Mozambicans, 1,125 that have been arrested. Zimbabweans, we are standing at 465.
And BP is slashing nearly 5,000 jobs globally, which is about 5% of its workforce. It's also ending more than 3,000 contractor roles in what it says is designed to cut costs. The British energy giant, which has around 90,000 permanent staff around the world, has warned more job cuts are on the horizon. Durban and Richards Bay 27 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 26.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. World number one Yannick Sinner proud of his hard-fought win at the Australian Open earlier today. The Sharks need just 1 point from their trip to Bordeaux in order to qualify for the Champions Cup last 16. And it is the Jukske Derby in the SA20 tonight as the Joburg Super Kings host the Pretoria Capitals at the Wanderers.